or a square of stones?
Well, it always a great piece of iron, about so-so. It was a big railroad iron.
Yes.
It was about 3 foot long, I reckon. Mm-hmm. It was cut and laid down there in front of the fire, you know, to keep it from rolling down into the house, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we use. Now, others might have used something else. Mm-hmm. But
you're talking about a hearth, aren't you?
Well, whatever.
I think so. You know. If I remember correctly, it had a small hearth and it was made of the plaster, mm-hmm. the same kind of material that was used on the inside of the fireplace.
Martha.
The floor didn't go right up to the fireplace.
No, it didn't go right up to it.
That's what he meant.
That chimney I was telling him about was tore down and another one built before you ever went there. There's a brick chimney when she went there.
Yes.
But when I was coming up and it was grown, that dirt and stick chimney, they call it, you know, it was one I raised up in.
Did they ever call that a stick and rag chimney?
Huh?
They ever call that a stick and rag chimney?
Well, they called it a dirt and stick chimney, or of course it was clay. You know what clay is.
Yes.
And then you would work it up to a mortar and get all the rocks out of it.
Yes.
And then that clay would stick there and stay there. Mm-hmm. And if it fell off, you had to get up there and put more in there. But if you'd done a good job, it'd like a whole lot of others. You get that mortar mixed up right and get someone to understand it, it'd stay there, you might say, 15, 20 years.
Yes. What kind of wood would you use in your fireplace?
You mean for heat?
Yes.
Well, we get up and go out there in the woods then. They like it is now. They were round timber here, original timber. And it had heart in it. You don't get none of that now. Of course, lots of it blow down and fall down. There's no mills, not like there is now to work in. Until about sometime around 1895 or 1896, there come one to Fargo. They worked 500 convicts down there in that mill and at Fargo and in the woods too, you know?
Yes, sir.
Cutting the timber. Built tram road all out through from the Southern Railroad from Fargo to Valdosta, you know.
Yes.
Build tram roads out. Take it into Fargo down there and saw it into lumber.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, how would you go about building a fire?
Building a fire?
Yes, sir. in the old fireplace.
Well, you mean in the fireplace, or?
Yes, sir.
Well, you just get clean it out and get you some of what we call fat splinters. They'd be lighter, you know, easy to catch. Throw it down there and keep piling your wood on. Mm-hmm. It'd have to start like it do now. Mm-hmm. But if you had good lighter wood, it'd catch right up. Then cold weather during the day and night, we get in a good big pieces of wood, about 4 foot long, and well, we'd see if it was round. Sometimes it was split, and sometimes it was round. Pieces, you know, about 6 by 4.
Yes.
Good big pieces. In cold weather, you'd have a better fire. Wouldn't burn up so quick. Mm-hmm. If we use pine, enough lighter in there to keep it, you could use some green pine or some kind, or